You are live here from Chandler, Arizona, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're listening to The American Activist. It's the weekly radio program here on this marvelous network, and we are activists. This is the American Activist Hour, or 2 hours, every Saturday morning, and the purpose of this program, as I've said before, and I will say it over and over and over again, is to show the American people who are listening that there are plenty of ways. You're not disempowered. You are only as disempowered as you believe you are. And there are people in your midst who are waking up, and it's your job to get out there and do it. And the great thing that we are able to broadcast here that is so inspiring to myself, I mean, it rejuvenates me every week, and I hope it does the same to you, is it gives you a clue as to how other people, just like yourselves, are out there mixing it up. They're using their creativity, their compassion, their desire, and their concern to make the world a better place, and they're parlaying that into effective activism. And it doesn't take a lot of money. It does take time. It certainly does that. But it also takes you stepping outside of yourself and realizing that we are really challenged at this time to make a difference and to change the direction that not only our country but our world is going. And if that is speaking to your heart, then you're obligated. And I don't mean to be pointing fingers at people, but I want you to just look inwardly at yourself. If there are ways, if there are things that you can do to step outside of yourself and try to derail what's going on so that our kids, our grandchildren can have a shot at a future that isn't polluted, that isn't enslaved, okay, and then we'll just carry on. And I believe that that is our obligation. It's our responsibility. Once you know, we're obligated, and we can't shirk that responsibility. God wouldn't want us to do it, and we can't do it. So, Judy, welcome to the program, and thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Don.
No, it's it is so far during the program we've discussed the strange cloud that hung over it a little bit, but that cloud has gone away. It's a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day. We've got a lot of people in attendance and a really excellent lineup of speakers today on all sorts of issues, not just 9/11 truth, but getting into the strategies for the future. And you came all the way from New York to be here, and you've also got quite an interesting internet voice. You're a marvelous essayist. What brought you to the conference, and what do you hope to get out of it?
Well, I hope to get out some sort of an answer to the question, what can we do? Because I've been very involved since I first heard of Jimmy Walters' presentation in New York, and there were all kinds of people speaking there, like Webster Tarpley, Christopher Boland, Avon Clyde. And it was kind of, I knew something was wrong at the time, but it was my first introduction to how many anomalies there were in the official narrative. And since then, I've been very involved in writing. I'm an internet essayist, as you said. I've been very involved in talking to anybody who will listen. And I want to find effective ways to wake up more people, to get this into consciousness, to get to heal the divide that exists. Actually, yesterday, I don't know if you mentioned anything about music.
Whoa, hang on, sweetie, and we are gonna. This is a really short segment, but you are coming back. That's all there is to it. Okay, so hang tight, everybody. We're reporting live from Chandler, Arizona, the 9/11 Accountability Conference. And we'll be back with Judy Andreas in just a couple of moments after these messages.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Again, everybody, welcome back to the American Activist, and we're reporting to you live here from Chandler, Arizona at the 9/11 Accountability Conference. And as I said, this is a unique conference for many different reasons, one of them being that it's strategy. We have come to the point of 9/11 truth where we know enough. We could have indictments handed out to many people based on what we have. So we're at the point now where we're not going to get our court, our objective court of competent jurisdiction, until we have a larger mass of people who understand what's going on. So that's what we're really essentially doing here this weekend, is not just talking about the evidence, because there's plenty of that, but we're developing strategies, and we've got several different folks here coming at it from different angles, including chemtrails, interestingly enough. And Walter Burian is going to be here this after tomorrow. He's going to be discussing the derivatives markets and the financial activity that resulted from the events of 9/11. These are all really key points, and we need to be understanding those in the larger context, because we have an entire culture, an American culture of people who are assaulted from every single direction of their sensibilities to keep them from getting on board with us, and not just with 9/11 truth, but with many other things that are going wrong in our country as well, including the war. And so that's why we're all here. It's not just 9/11 truth, it's 9/11 accountability, because the people responsible need to be held accountable, and it's going to be up to us from this little place in the suburb of Phoenix. We're hatching some ideas and strategies that hopefully are going to make this subject writ large on the hearts of Americans, so that we can have our day in court with these people. And so, Judy, thanks again for hanging with us, and thanks again for being here. I admire your work for one, and I'm just really itching for your insight into how this is going to play out and how we're going to be able to bring this message of 9/11 accountability into the hearts and minds of Americans who seem to be a little bit fearful and distracted at this time.
Oh, I was just going to say, oh, it's only a stone's throw from New York.
Well, she's got a really good pitching arm.
Yeah, really? I didn't know. I wasn't a great geography student.
Well, but you also, you're similar to us from the northern climes of just almost Canada, in that you've escaped the winter.
Beautiful.
And landed in springtime.
We had a spring, and the endless spring, and I'm not complaining. But, you know, living in New York, and I had attended a film, and it's not the newest one about the dust, but it really was unbelievable. You know, there's a gift that's not going to stop giving that exists in New York City, because people are so sick. People who went to feed the first responders, people who lived not that close to ground zero, who had dust and filth in their air conditioning vents and were told, oh, that's okay, just clean it up. And these people who have been to 22 doctors, who are on 15 medications, who haven't a clue what's going on, because the doctors don't have a clue. They're sensitive. There's one woman who had spoken. She was making $60,000 before. Now she can't work. She's probably $60,000 in debt. So, and this is something that's not going to stop, because these people are, the cancer is growing in their bodies. And it's just such a sin that they, in their desperation to get the economy to the bottom line up and running, that they sacrifice. I don't even know what the total is going to be. And I think that as this keeps growing, more and more people are going to become irate. And people are going to be asking that question, what can we do? Now, last night, Maria Heller started off. I don't know if you had mentioned it.
Yeah, I did, but yeah.
She rabble-rousing, really. She works the place up. She knows how to work a room.
She definitely does that.
It was a V for Vendetta. Everybody's seen that movie. And then, I don't know if you mentioned Jeanette McKinley.
I didn't just yet, but I'm glad that you brought her up, because that was an extremely important point that she brought up as far as strategies for the future and understanding that not all of us are really brassy. Some of us are sensitive.
Nobody on this phone line.
No, right now. Not on this phone line right now, and not so many people at this conference, except for maybe Jeanette, which is a really marvelous perspective that we really need to take into consideration as we're attempting to expand the choir.
This is a very important one, because my daughter-in-law, one day when I started to try to push a video in her direction, she said, don't go there. I lost somebody in 9/11. Don't go there. And she's very sensitive. And Jeanette was talking about some of these images that we use on book covers and documentaries. They may appeal to you and me, Don.
Right.
But for some people, they're horrific, and they don't want to know this. This is really, this is upset. This is worse than the Tooth Fairy, you know, or Santa Claus. This is horrible to think that your government is your God. Your government is supposed to be there to protect you. If your government is doing these kinds of things, what then? So Jeanette's images, her visuals for somebody who was so involved, who saw this, who was so devastated on us, you know, her psyche was so destroyed, to see something like a picture, say, of the 9/11 omission, you know, with holes in it, rather than something just shooting you down, constant pictures of those buildings on fire, which a lot of people can't look at.
Right.
It's become a nightmare. We were programmed initially to see it over and over again ad nauseum, people jumping and just the horror of it. So if we can find a way to appeal to the sensitive people who are in denial, because they just can't deal with this kind of a harsh reality.
And I think even going across the boundaries of 9/11, there's many aspects of our culture that are falling down, as we all know. And it's the warrior mentality people who are taking on the fight, so to speak. And one of our, I would have to say, one of our largest failings across the board is that we think that because we're going to stand up and fight this stuff, that other people are going to stand up and fight. And it's not a lot of people's way to stand up and fight. However, they are compassionate, they are intelligent, but it's our fault if we don't appeal to their sensitivities in attempting to enlist their help.
Exactly. And I must say that I'm a guilty party because I'm a person who might be sitting with you when you open up your Diet Coke and start ranting on about aspartame. And it doesn't seem to work.
No, it doesn't. They just get defensive and hurt.
Yeah, they just order another one. It's right. It's like, who are you? What are you eating there? Who are you to say this? What do you know? And if there's a way that I can find, because sometimes and then sometimes I'll go on, if I have an ear or two, I'll go on a roll where I'll go beyond what they can take in.
Sure.
So to really see, just like a therapist, which is strange because that's what my background is in, counseling, stuff like that, but to really see, just like a client is coming into your office, to kind of get a sense of what this person is, read the body language, see where the person is starting to tune out or you really are, they're on information overload, or to find, we have different videos that appeal to different people. We have a guy who is a very, he's kind of a fighter and he has a loud voice and he appeals, as they said last night, to the hardy. But we have to find the sensitive person who's delivering the message where the ears will not shut down, the hearing aid will not turn off, and the person will say, oh, you know, I never thought of that, or maybe do you have anything else? Could you just give me a little more information? And that's one of the things that I'm hoping to get here for myself personally is a much more effective way to wake people up.
And, you know, I think, too, that the subject that you just brought up a few minutes ago, the gift that keeps on giving, as time goes by, and I'm aware of this too, because I've got, aside from you, I've got other contacts in New York, and the levels of sicknesses that are at least originally respiratorily contracted are really beginning to escalate, and so it's one thing for people to start coughing. It's quite another for them to start coughing up pieces of their lung. And it seems that these types of respiratory ailments are increasing dramatically. And as time goes by, the cancers from this infectious material, this toxic material, in such fine particulates being deposited in their bodies just through simply breathing, are beginning to start ravaging people. And this is probably one of the avenues that we're going to be able to alert people as to the real crimes that were committed that day.
Incredible crimes. Now, these people are developing chemical sensitivities to life. There's one woman who I was interviewing. She can't be near somebody with perfume on. She can't ride in an elevator. She can't go in a building where they just clean the hallways. You can't imagine what effect this has on people's lives. They're totally disabled. And, of course, what is the recourse? Is it going to be collecting insurance? Is it going to be disability when the doctors are going to say, this is in your head, take a Prozac?
Well, hang tight, Judy. I'm going to have to see you downstairs when the program's over. We're coming up on a commercial break. And
okay,
quite frankly, lady, your time is up.
On the planet?
No, just for this segment. But thanks,
bye-bye.
Judy, and we'll see you here in a few minutes, and bless you, and thanks for coming, and 9/11 accountability for the future, huh?
Definitely.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Okay, and welcome back, everybody, to Chandler, Arizona, at the 9/11 Accountability Conference. And ironically, I think this is really quite spectacular. When we broadcast this show from Idaho, it's between 8 and 10 a.m., but we're in Mountain Time right now, and this show is taking place between 9 and 11 a.m. I thought that was just fantastic, and we've been laughing about that for the last couple of days. And we have with us on the line, this has really been a rewarding show for me because we've been talking to folks who have come here out of principle to make the world a better place. And there's lots of speakers here, and they get lots of airtime generally. And I just wanted to talk to the people that came because I want their insight. I want them to inspire you. I want them to help you to realize that you are not powerless, that you're out here living and breathing and thinking independently. And that gives you all the credentials you need to change the world and make it a better place. And our guest for this segment is Scott Starr. And, Scott, you came to 9/11 Truth a year ago.
Yes, I did.
And that is just so excellent because I think a lot of us who have been a little battle-scarred over the years think that, gosh, if you haven't figured it out yet, you're never gonna. But that's not true, is it?
Absolutely not. I must say, I'm a 53-year-old man, and a year ago, before this, I was sleeping. And at one point, I went to a website that said, BYU professor Stephen Jones says WTC building was a controlled demolition. And I said to myself, well, wait a minute, I know what controlled demolition is. And I said, and a professor is putting himself on the line. And I've been so sick of lies. I said to myself, you know, I have a feeling I can figure this one out. So I went to his site, and I read his paper, and I said, these facts are fitting together. And then I saw the video of the World Trade Center 7, Building 7, coming down, and I said, oh, my God, that is a controlled demolition. And I realized from then that this is really something. And so I started to tell people right away. I was so excited. I said, wow, I got to go out and tell people. But what happened was I started to get a poor response from people, and I really couldn't understand it. And so I kind of went back to the table, and I spent a couple months researching. And I really tried to negate this because I said, this can't be. Then I started to find out why people are this way. And I think it was Professor Jim Fetzner who clued me into cognitive dissonance.
Sure.
And that's when I realized why I was having such a problem with people. But the 2 months that I spent negating, I just found more and more facts that led to the realization that 9/11 was an inside job.
And that's why you're here. Obviously, you've got enough in your mind. If you were a prosecuting attorney, you could put together. You don't even have to be a prosecuting attorney, and you can put together a case that could convince a grand jury to indict.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We've just got to get to the point where we can convene an actual grand jury.
Yes, yes.
And that's just going to take a critical mass of public opinion.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, after the 2 months that I spent researching in the beginning, I decided to, my purpose was to make a card and start to pass it out. What I did was I based my facts on World Trade 7 and the free fall speed, and then I decided to join the New York 9/11 Truth group. And this is a group that went down to the World Trade Center and started to hand out pamphlets and talk to people. And so I know at this point there are a lot of people who know, and now there has to be some sort of accountability. And I realized that this is the next step, and that's basically why I'm here.
And where do you live?
I live in New York.
You do live in New York, so mm-hmm. you're an ambassador from Ground Zero.
Oh, yes. I remember that day I was going into the city, and I was listening to Howard Stern, and he got very serious all of a sudden and said a plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, and I had just passed 6th Avenue, looked down, and I said, oh, my God, he's right.
And so what do you have to say? Judy Andreas, who's also from New York, was just on, and she was talking about the rising incidence of I guess cancers now, but particularly at this stage, respiratory illnesses. What are your words on the street regarding that? The gift that keeps on giving.
I hate to say it, but it kind of hits home because I have a cough that's kind of chronic.
Oh,
and
my!
I wake up with it, and I'm just wondering if it's from the event,
sure,
because I work downtown on the West Side.
Sure. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
We're coming up on the break already. It was a really quick 10 minutes. I want to thank you very much for being here on the program as well as at the conference. And together, 9/11 accountability, it's in our future.
Absolutely, Don.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for being here.
Good. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. When we come back, we're going to have Bill Hauser, and I think we might have rigged a special treat.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everybody, we're at the last half hour, the last quarter here of the American Activist, live here from Chandler, Arizona, at the 9/11 Accountability Conference, which it's an honor to be here, and it's so vital because we are at a crossroads in our nation's history at this time. As you know, there's so many things that are happening. There are just agendas busting all over the place, and they should be becoming obvious to people. But the problem is that the lies are so audacious, the future scenario is becoming so scary that it's really causing many people to withdraw farther into themselves instead of taking to the streets and acting out as if the future of their children and their grandchildren isn't an issue because their safety is more important. And we're here to reverse that. And we have 9/11 Truth, which has almost run its course. We know everything that we need to know that would get us indictments against several people. And another important point that was brought up was that there are thousands of people that participated in one way or another in 9/11, but they're not conspirators. They're just people that are automatons who are doing their jobs, and they don't have any ill intent. But there is a cabal of people that planned and executed these things, and a couple of things went wrong. That's where we have our biggest foothold, is the discrepancies that were created when contingency plans had to go in effect when, for instance, there was no plane that brought down Building 7, for instance, or whatever it was that happened that caused Flight 93 to crash over Pennsylvania or get shot down or whatever. So we have some very large footholds, some very tangible breaks in their original plan that plans C, D, E, and F really didn't compensate for. And these are the areas that we can really begin to exploit. But we have to do it within the context of getting people to listen. Our main objective at this point really needs to be that we've got to broaden the choir. We've got to get more people listening. And, by the way, do we have Bill Hauser on the line?
You bet.
Hey, Bill, right on. I didn't know you were there. I assumed you were there. And I did mention briefly that we may have kind of a treat here. And are you wired for sound?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Bill Hauser is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We've met him for the first time here, and he's just a marvelous man. He's just a joy to be around. And whenever he sees a piano, he can't quite help himself. He's a little pathological in that way. Obsessive compulsive, perhaps. and he breaks out into song, and he's very witty, has a marvelous sense of humor. So go ahead, Bill, and tell us what you're going to play, and then just start ripping, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, doggone it. I got to tell you about two cows out in the field. Two cows standing out in the field, you know, minding their own business. And one of them looks over the other one, and he says, you know, I'm worried about the mad cow disease. And then I said, well, I'm not worried about mad cow disease. I'm a penguin.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what the extrapolation and 9/11 accountability is, but I think we can let our listeners let that one play around in their own heads.
Yeah. Well, you know, 9/11 truth is all about it's all about saying whatever you feel like. I mean, telling the truth. You know, be a human being. Say whatever you feel is in your heart, and you know, let the chips fall where they may. Because the human mouth normally doesn't hurt other people. I mean, you know, if you bomb somebody, if you firebomb somebody, yeah, they'll die. But speech is designed to be free. So I wrote. Oh, God, I wrote the whole treason papers. I mean, I'm talking about years. I read the treason papers, and nobody would read it. So I finally said, shit. I mean, no, we're not going to bother with it anymore. We're just going to do the prayer of every single human heart. And it's much, much, much more palatable. And the prayer of every single human heart, go ahead. I mean, ask me anything about the prayer of every single human heart.
Well, actually, what I would like you to do is, were you gonna play for us, or are you gonna read the prayer for the human heart?
Well, I got to read because I'm not at the piano.
Okay, very good. So, no, go ahead and let her rip. It's a beautiful piece, and I think it's a really excellent way to kind of close out our broadcast from Chandler today.
Okay, all right, but if I just bust out laughing, I mean, you, because this whole thing is so ridiculous.
Well, it's your nature, Bill, and so we're going to go ahead and allow you that transgression, okay?
when evil becomes so ridiculously ludicrous, you know, it's just hard to keep a straight face.
I understand, and we've got to laugh a little bit more because crying all the time is... not really good PR.
And look here, the prayer of every human heart is, in fact, it's a shapeshifter, because every time I read it, it comes out different. So it's like, I just hope for the best. Okay, here we go. The prayer of every single human heart.
Go for it.
Okay, Winston Churchill once said, the truth is so important, it must be accompanied by a bodyguard of lies. Let me repeat that. Sir Winston Churchill once said, the truth is so important, it must be accompanied by a bodyguard of lies.
Whoa.
So let's demolish that viewpoint. I mean, let's take a look at that and just, like, say, what are you talking about? Okay, the easy way would be to use the ad hominem approach and simply point out that Churchill also said, I do not understand this squeamishness about the use of gas. I am strongly in favor of using poisoned gas against uncivilized tribes. But ad hominem arguments have been used and overused to exhaustion by the news media, to the point where rational debate about important issues is drowned out by shrill accusations. You see, I mean, I can't even keep a straight face here. So let's take a closer look at the so-called truth that he referred to and see if it truly deserves all that lying effort. Better yet, let's look at the true truth, the one that doesn't need a bodyguard of lies. Okay, listen up here. Here it is, the true truth that doesn't need a bodyguard of lies. No human being or animal deserves to be firebombed, tortured to death, or poisoned by aerial spray. Am I missing something here? I mean,
no, you're nailing it, and I think that's correct.
Okay, so this simple truth leads us directly to the prayer of every single human heart, which doesn't come in English or Arabic or French or Swahili, but can be loosely translated as, God, please keep me safe and warm. Yes, today, I mean, daily bread, yes, but I want to be kept safe and warm for the rest of my natural life. I want to die in my sleep, in my bed, at a ripe old age. And I believe that's the prayer of every single human heart. Nobody wants to be firebombed or tortured to death or poisoned by aerial spray. I even went so far at the bottom of the page, it says, is there a human being anywhere on planet Earth who would volunteer to be incinerated in his bed by Churchillian firebombs or slowly poisoned by Churchillian chemical warfare? I don't think so. I mean, is that a little bit strong, Don? I mean, I don't know.
Well, no, I think that would be accurate. I think that all people have in common the desire for peace and justice. I don't think that there's there may be some soldier mentalities out there, but I think the commonality among people is they want justice and they want peace and freedom. And those two, I think, kind of go hand in hand. So I don't think that's heavy-handed at all. I think it's a really excellent little common denominator.
Oh, I love you, buddy. Look here. So why are Iraqi women and children being killed with impunity by British and American troops? Why are there two American aircraft carrier groups crowding into the Arabian Sea, threatening to bomb the life out of Iranian women and children?
Probably because isn't death and misery and chaos and pollution the price of freedom?
Okay, here you go. Is the Churchillian point of view really as genocidal as it seems? The answer is yes, and the more you examine it, the more hideous it appears. Let's talk about the bodyguard of lies. And here, when I was writing this, I just thought, oh, my goodness.
I mean, okay, that may have been an inappropriate place to begin laughing, Bill.
Huh? What?
That may have been an inappropriate place to begin laughing.
Right.
I'm just cautioning you.
The genocidal, you know, but that's because, you know, I mean, I appreciate, I mean, I don't know anything about your audience, and I know that 99.90% of them have not heard the neutron bomb song.
Except for the federal agents and NSA people, I believe all of the people in our audience are human.
Oh, well, that's, no, everybody, no, this is one of my major theses, and I'm going to bust into, you know, this is like impromptu here, but the point is, back in when I wrote the essay Bush War Crimes, I made it very clear that no human being is pure evil. Uranium is pure evil, at least within the Earth's atmosphere. It's definitely pure evil because it poisons people irrevocably, inevitably. It ruins your DNA. So no human being is pure evil. So there, you know, I don't care if you, I mean, you can, you know, oh, God, you know, you can name all these rotten people's names, you know, I mean, the Jesuits, you know what I mean,
sure.
The Skull and Bones, man, you can, I mean, shit, right? But the point is that no human being wants to die in a nuclear war. And the heart of every human being is inviolate. Let me repeat that. The heart of every human being is inviolate. It's pure. It's perfect. It's loving. It's kind. It's joyful. It's happy. And I'm talking about the World Trade Organization, the president of the World Trade Organization. You know, I talk about Wolfowitz. His heart is just the same as yours and mine. He wants to be happy. And I'm 100% sure of that. So let me go on. There's an infinity of lies available to support genocide, but not one of them is worth the saliva to spit them out. I tell people, go to the Wall Street Journal any day, any Wall Street Journal of any day, go to the editorial page and count the lies. And some days you'll only be able to glean two or three lies. And some days you can get 100. But every single day they lie. And the reason why is because they are the mouthpiece for the Wall Street empire of lies. I'll go to my grave, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, I'll go to my grave saying that the Wall Street Journal is the mouthpiece of the Wall Street empire of lies. But let me go on the big lie here, the big lie. Okay, remember George Orwell talked about the big lie.
Yes.
George Orwell wrote, he worked for the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations in London, and he quit, and they wouldn't allow him to write an expose because it's just too hideously evil. So he wrote 1984, and now I'm going to go back to my own personal writing, which is the big lie, the one has poisoned the minds and hearts of the American people for the last 62 years. Well, that's a big lie. If it can poison the minds and hearts of the American people for 62 years, it's a big lie. It's coming. You about ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it comes. This is the big lie. Thank God for the nuclear raids at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, for they brought us peace. Amen.
Wow.
Am I missing something here?
No, that's the United States, a little bit like the Emmy Awards, where Hollywood claps itself or pats itself on the back for all the marvelous things it did to itself. The U.S. government has pretty much told everybody, and I guess enough of them have believed it, that we ended World War II by dropping these horrible bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And so that's kind of writ large in the American cultural experience, and it's a pretty huge lie, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't see any. I mean, I don't think we're missing anything. I could be wrong.
Well, no, the lie goes back to the same lies for what began World War II, which is the fraud of Pearl Harbor, and it's the same kind of lie that was told to get us involved in Vietnam with the second Gulf of Tonkin incident that never happened, and on and on and on. I think most of the major wars of probably all of the major wars of the world have been predicated on, built by, PR'd by, campaigned for lies.
Okay, so you're ready. So you're ready for the opposite. Okay, here's the opposite. We're gonna get 2-3 paragraphs of peaches and cream. Okay, you ready?
Got it.
Because I mean, we need peaches and cream. I swear to God, every human being needs a sense of peaches and cream. So here we go.
A sense of peaches and cream.
Yeah, a feeling.
Maybe you can explain that in a moment.
A feeling. Okay, I'm gonna try. This is a couple paragraphs. It's my attempt to transmit the essence of peaches and cream over a telephone wire.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, it's part of the silliness of the human heart that we believe that we live in a sane society. It's part of the prayer of every single human heart that we sincerely, desperately wish to live in a sane society. So let's tear down the ridiculous bodyguard of lies that make us unhappy and embrace the bodyguard of truth that will make us happy. Let's tear down the twin towers of government secrecy and nuclear blackmail. You like that one? Let's tear down the twin towers of government secrecy and nuclear blackmail. Okay, I just threw that in. I just put that in the middle.
Nice metaphors.
Okay, and let's pause to honor those lovers of truth who have come before us, who suffered and died so that we might have the freedom to speak our minds. Okay, Michael Rupert didn't suffer and die, but doggone it, he spoke his mind with every ounce of his, and still speaking his mind with every ounce of his being, okay? Let's honor those nuclear war protesters who are spending endless year after endless year in prison, even solitary confinement, for the simple act of declaring that nuclear weapons are a glowing, yet that glowing example of Churchillian insanity. Oh, man, who writes this stuff? Honest to God. And let's pray for the hearts of the men, women, and children whose DNA has been ruined forever. DNA has been ruined forever by the Americans' use of dioxin and depleted uranium weapons. I'm sorry, that wasn't specifically peaches and cream.
No, it wasn't, but, you know, that's really part and parcel to what this conference is about, is understanding the various ways that the American people, and actually people all over the world, have been intellectually and physiologically compromised, that makes it difficult for them to see through the lies. And it's our job to identify these things and
I'm not trying to interrupt you. I don't want to try to interrupt you, but I only got 9 more minutes. So let me finish up here real quick, okay?
Oh, yeah, less than that.
How much have I got?
You've got about 2 minutes. You better
really?
Go for it.
Holy shit.
No, hey, don't say that on the radio.
Okay, the founder of Scientology, Ron Hubbard, wrote clearly that psychiatry is the source of insanity on planet Earth. In light of that statement, let's take a look at Prince Philip's Tavistock Institute of Human Relations in London. And by the way, nobody at this conference is allowed to say a word about Samuel Cohen. Okay, everything, anything else you can talk about. You can talk about reptiles. You can talk about mutilated cows. You can talk about, you know, cow pus in your milk. You can talk about anything you want. You can talk about Tavistock. You can talk about the Rockefellers. You can talk about the Rothschild war, you know, mentality. You can talk about Prince Philip, that preening parasite. You know, you can talk all you want to about preening parasites, but don't say a word about Samuel Cohen because you might be accused of anti-Semitism.
And who is Samuel Cohen?
Well, Samuel Cohen, what do you mean? He's the inventor of the neutron bomb.
Of course, it was a rhetorical question, and I wanted to draw it out of you.
Well, it didn't take much, did it?
And he won a Peace Prize, didn't he?
No. He claims that he got a Peace Medal from Pope John Paul II.
Oh, that's right.
For his work on the neutron bomb.
Bill, thank you so much for your energy and your thoughts. That is true. Every human heart wants freedom and justice. And everybody, we'll be back for the closing moments of this broadcast from Arizona in just a few moments. Thanks again, Bill, and we'll see you in a bit.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
everybody. We're in the closing moments of what I traditionally seem to call at about this time every week the fastest 2 hours in radio, and it's really been a marvelous show for me. I hope it was enjoyable for you, and I hope that we got a bit of the flavor of what is attempting to be accomplished here. We've got the 9/11 truth researchers here. We got Stephen Jones, Jim Fetzer, Jim Mars, Gabriel Day of the 9/11 Peace Project, Carol Brulé from the Bay Area, activist extraordinaire and one of my favorite people on the planet. Kevin Barrett, I believe, is here. I haven't seen him personally yet. Sander Hicks is here. Let's see, who else? Oh, Davon Kleist is here. And also Sophia Smallstorm from 9/11 Mysteries is here. And Webster Tarpley is here. And we've got those guys. Those are some of the premier 9/11 truth researchers are here. And then we also have Walter Burian. You know him from the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. He's going to give us a perspective on the financial aspect that underpins this thing. And it's not just 9/11. I mean, the whole financial empire shucks and jives with every one of these seriously catastrophic events that comes. Also, Tom Tveden, who is a doctor out of Arkansas, he's the guy that's spearheading the 9/11 DVD project. What a marvelous man. I met him for the first time, even though we've been talking on the phone for almost a year now. What a marvelous guy. And he's got some extremely innovative ways that he's going to unveil here to really push 9/11 accountability through information disseminated through the dozens of really excellent DVDs that are available on the subject now. And his philosophy is, man, this is where people live now. They get their information by watching TV. And so, like it or not, this is how we're going to reach people, and it's working. It's working really, really well. And then myself, Ian Woods, Maria Heller, Hamuk, and a couple, Jack Blood, are going to be on the Be the Media panel, and we're going to just be sharing our experiences to encourage people to either begin broadcasting or publishing themselves, or ways for them to more effectively utilize the materials we produce to help expand the choir. So this is an extremely proactive conference, and we're here to make a difference. We're not here to continue going down the rabbit holes of evidence. We've got the evidence, everybody. We're now here to strategize expanding the choir so that these people, we can go ahead and identify them if you'd like, Donald Rumsfeld, Vice President Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, and President George Bush, for what they did to make sure that 9/11 happened. And are they LIHOP? Did they let it happen? Are they MEHOP? Did they make it happen? I think that we have enough evidence to indicate that they did indeed have something to do with this, and the 9/11 Commission report is full of holes. It's a bunch of lies. And it is up to us to bring the truth forward. They ain't going to do it. We are on our own, and we only have each other. We have each other on this. America's future depends on you. It depends on me. Now get out there. Speak to people's listening. Write to their reading and make a difference in the world today. 9/11 truth, whatever truth, get people to understand. Our nation is in peril. Bless you all. Live from Chandler, Arizona, this is Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer, signing off.